Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Peter Tosh, The Bush Doctor's Code. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music, into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. You could smell it before you saw him. The herb, the cedarwood, the damp Jamaican earth soaked in spirit. You didn't meet Peter Tosh like a normal man. You entered his presence, like stepping through a sacred veil where truth had its own gravity. They called him many things: Rasta, rebel, prophet. But if you asked Peter what he really was, he would tell you plainly: me a bush doctor, not as a gimmick, not as a stage name, but as a calling. Long before the government criminalized herb, before the world began calling it medicine again, Peter knew. He had always known. He wasn't selling you weed. He was trying to heal you. Because to Peter, Babylon's real poison wasn't just greed or violence. It was spiritual sickness. Disconnection from self. From nature. From purpose. From the rhythm of life. He believed ganja could realign that frequency. And when paired with sound, rebel rhythm, it became medicine for the collective mind. You could dance to it, yes. But if you listened, really listened, you'd start to remember who you were before Babylon named you. I remember the first time I saw Peter perform Bush Doctor. Paris. A crowd of thousands. But the moment he stepped on stage, it stopped feeling like a concert. He didn't walk like an entertainer. He walked like a healer stepping into a sacred circle. He lit a spliff the size of a trumpet, held it high above his head like a priest with a censer. Smoke rose around him like mist in a rainforest. And then he spoke, not sang, spoke. Want to know the plan for the people? Bring back the natural healing. I'm not a drug dealer, I'm a bush doctor. And in that moment, every lie the world had been fed about herb, about Rasta, about reggae, it started to crack. To Peter, the term bush doctor wasn't metaphor. It was ancestral. In the hills of Jamaica, bush doctors, healers, were the first line of defense against colonial sickness. They used roots and leaves, yes, but also sound, story, ritual. They remembered things society tried to forget. Peter stood in that lineage. Except his tools weren't just mortar and pestle. They were microphones, bass lines, fire. He would enter a city and diagnose the people, through conversation, through energy, through silence. The people numb, he once said. Them smoke fake weed, listen fake music, praise fake gods. Me come fi cleanse them. He didn't believe healing came through pills or politics. He believed it came through truth, even when it hurt. Especially when it hurt. He called Babylon a spiritual cancer, spreading through schools, churches, corporations. Teaching children to forget their roots. Convincing mothers to shame their sons for wearing dreadlocks. Convincing the sick to fear the very herb that grew at their doorstep. He called doctors legal thieves. Called politicians spiritual pimps. And when he said it with certainty. Because Peter wasn't speculating. He had seen it. Lived it. Been imprisoned for it. Beaten for it. And still he smoked. Still he sang. Still he healed. There was this story he told once, about a woman from the garrison who had chronic asthma. Medications didn't help. She couldn't afford hospital bills. One day, Peter visited the area, and someone begged him to reason with her. He sat with her under a mango tree, gave her a blend of herbs, sang for her, prayed, not to any church god, but to the living force of the universe. The breath. The wind. The vibration. Weeks later, her asthma was gone. She told the story until the day she died. Not just about Peter's herbs, but about the feeling, the remembering, that for the first time, her body felt like it belonged to something holy again. Peter believed we were disconnected from our holiness, from the rhythm. He said most music was just noise. Too much boom. Too much ego. Too much programming. Real music. Real music was medicine. He believed the right bassline could fix your spine. The right harmony could crack open your grief. The right lyric could undo a decade of brainwashing. That's why his songs weren't just songs. They were prescriptions. Stepping Razor was for confidence. Equal Rights was for courage. Mystic Man was for clarity. Bush Doctor was for the whole system. But Babylon didn't want healing. Babylon wanted control. So they labeled him dangerous. A drug dealer. A criminal. They banned his records. Banned his herb. Tried to ban him. But you can't ban a bush doctor. Because a bush doctor doesn't need a hospital or a diploma. He needs only truth. And Peter had it. He once said, "They can ban me record, but Dem can't ban de sun. Dem can't ban de wind. Dem can't ban what grow from jar earth." Even in his final days, when the industry turned its back, when Babylon grew bolder, Peter never stopped healing. He'd reason with youth under the stars. He'd bless the herb before smoking it. He'd touch a man's shoulder mid-conversation and say, "Me feel pain in your spine. Drink roots, chant Psalm 23, and stop listening to Dem Lies Pondy Radio." He didn't just see bodies. He saw energy fields. Saw souls trying to wake up. Saw nations trying to remember how to breathe. Peter Tosh didn't want to be your hero. He wanted to be your mirror. To show you what's sick inside of you. To help you see it. Feel it. Burn it. And then heal it. So now the question is not, was Peter right? We already know the answer to that. The question is, are we ready to heal? Are we ready to unplug from noise? To light the chalice, not for escape, but for awakening? To feel the music, not for dance, but for disruption? Because the bush doctor is gone, but his code remains. Still written in the leaves. Still humming through the speakers. Still echoing in the sacred silence between beats.